to go live. Waiting to go live. Hey, you're live, or so it tells me. What's up, everyone? Aaron Negler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live from the LiveX studio in Midtown Manhattan. How is everybody? Hope everyone is having a great Tuesday. The Packers players are off. The coaches are working hard. We take no days off here at Cheesehead TV. Obviously, want to give a shout out to our friends at Festival. Don't leave your hunger on the sidelines. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary towering T-bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouthwatering options? Explore all of their game day-worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. What's up, Teddy? How are you? Good to see everyone jumping on board here. Fine folks in the house. Yo, Tony, how are you? Brett, good afternoon. If you have a moment after you're done here, make sure you check out Three Keys to Beating Washington. Just put it up on the channel. Obviously, it'll be around whenever we're done here. Good to see everybody jumping in. When is Danny Vitale time, Ross? Oh, I wish I knew. They tried him on that wheel route. I think if it wasn't in the snow, etc., they probably would have had a better shot, but that was about it for old Danny on Sunday afternoon. I hope he gets a few more looks Sunday afternoon in Lambeau Field. I'm here. No need to fear. I hear you, Nate. What's going on? Hello from Alaska. What's up, Silas? Hello from New York. How you doing? Nike, do you think we'd be a better team if Mike McCarthy was coach? Jeff's dumb question, I know. I don't think it's a dumb question. I think it would be very interesting to watch Mike McCarthy with this assemblage of talent. But that had run its course. It's been well covered. I don't know if they'd have a better record, probably a similar record, but doesn't really matter. It's hypothetical. Nags, how is your fantasy team this year? LOL, it is much like your namesake, LOL worthy. It's terrible. It's awful. Although I won this past week, so that's good. James, what are your thoughts on the new running back they just signed and what might his role be? Signed him off Jacksonville waivers from Jacksonville. I have to think he's going to be a returner. Sorry, guys, having a focus issue here with the camera. I got enough light in here. What's going on? I have to think he's going to be a returner. He's not a dynamo or anything. He did have a 50-plus yarder at one point, but, you know, they're cycling through guys trying to find a spark in the kick return game, and I thought Tre'Mont Smith did his best to try to make something happen Sunday against the Giants. Obviously, he did have that fumble, which didn't prove costly, but could have. So, Brian Gutekunst spins the wheel once again. Hello from Brazil. What's up? Hi from New York. Oscar, 9-3, baby. That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Caden, I made a 7-foot, 400-pound scrambling QB in Madden. I am a legend. Well, that quarterback is a legend, no doubt about it. I like you, Nags. You're all right. I like you, Aaron. You're okay, too. Keys to the game this Sunday. Roy, I literally just put up a video with three keys to beating Washington on Sunday. Make sure you check it out as soon as we're done here or while we're here. Why not? Stop the run, Jimmy. That is a number one. This is a team that gets off the bus running the football. Geis went off last week so badly he got Ron Rivera fired, kind of. And Adrian Peterson is no joke. He ran all over this Packers team last year. He's averaging 4.4 yards per carry this season at 34 years old. Pretty damn impressive. Alex, thanks for the super chat. Giving Tuesday to my favorite Twitter follow. Thank you, buddy. You think McCarthy will be a serious candidate in Carolina? I do, Alex. I very much do. We'll see. Long way to go. But, yeah, I think Mike will definitely be getting a call from David Tepper. Sorry, guys. So many ways for people to contact me. I hope Danny Vitale is unleashed in the playoffs. Silas, I hear you. Let's make the playoffs first. Playoffs. They're close. They're so close. I hear you. Autopilot, how does LaFleur balance getting guys like Jones and Adams the ball, but making other guys the hot read so the offense isn't predictable? I mean, that's the real trick, isn't it? And it sure seemed like they were kind of out of sorts in that regard on Sunday. Real lack of flow. You saw Aaron Jones's brother, Alvin Jones, take to Twitter to say that the offense was so predictable. Yikes. You know, look, nobody wants to give him his due, but Mike McCarthy was a really good play caller. And no one wants to admit that, blah, blah, blah. I understand it. But Mike was a very good play caller. There's a reason he got that gig in the first place. Everyone wants to point to his time in San Francisco, but he was an excellent play caller in New Orleans. You go back to Mike Holmgren, excellent play caller. Mike Sherman was actually a decent play caller. I wouldn't say he was on the same level as those other two Mikes, but he was a good play caller as well. LaFleur has not done it a lot. Literally his second year calling plays in the NFL. So it's going to be expected that it's going to take some time, especially since he's trying to incorporate not only the offense that he's kind of grown up in, the Kyle Shanahan mode model, but also trying to incorporate everything Aaron Rodgers wants to hold over from his time with Mike McCarthy. Trying to put that stew together is, you know, taking some time. And I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody. But just strictly as a play caller, feeling the game, knowing when to try and change things up or when to hit, you know, certain concepts to try and take advantage of maybe what the defense is doing, etc. Fits and starts with LaFleur. You've seen some, you know, flashes of, okay, I think this guy's getting it. Then you've seen Sunday where it just seems like can't get out of his own way. I think it will come with time and with experience. And the only way to do that is to take your lumps. And we're going to be along for the ride, no doubt about it. Why do quick slants work against us, but we don't employ them on offense? Well, if you'll notice how often the Packers defensive backs play off, I wish they'd play up on the line of scrimmage more. You'd probably see fewer quick slants. But when you're afforded that opportunity as a quarterback, you're going to take it. It sure seems, now this, I don't have an official count, but it sure would seem that you know, the Packers are afforded the opportunity a lot less. Now, I would love to see slants called a little bit more. I'd love to see slants actually thrown a little bit more when they are called. But yeah, to me, the number one factor is the fact that the Packers leave a whole lot more cushion than their opponents do. Uncultured, what's up, man? Nags, the Packers have to scheme and play better, but wasn't it sweet watching the Vikings lose on Monday night in the most Vikings way ever? Plus, Booger is really terrible on commentary. Yeah, I'll leave the Booger thing alone. He's been hammered enough. But yeah, it's always a great day when the Vikings lose, especially in heartbreaking fashion. You hate to see it. Was MVS used to pull coverage to open up Lazard and Adams underneath slash opposite side? I don't think that's strictly the case. I think there's no doubt he is used in that regard on occasion, but I don't think that's his only usage. I don't think that's the only way they try to utilize him. Certainly would seem that Rodgers doesn't look for him a whole lot. He did have his guy beat up the right sideline by at least two steps, and Rodgers underthrows the ball. If he just lays it out in front of him, it's probably a touchdown. You know, it's frustrating for us on the outside watching those two just unable to connect, and you have to think our frustration doesn't come near what they're feeling. And it goes all the way back to training camp. If you guys remember, you know, Rodgers tried taking deep shots to him almost every day, and almost every day they couldn't connect. So I don't know what it is between the two of them, but hopefully they get it sorted out either towards the end of down this stretch here this year or going into next year. John, thank you for the super chat. If Green Bay didn't hire LaFleur, then who gets it in your opinion? It's a really good question, especially in light of Murphy's comment that no one really blew them away. I think they would have had a second round of interviews. And after that, there's really no telling. I know what's his name down in Miami, whose name is escaping me. I had heard that he had impressed them somewhat. He was probably closest to maybe getting that call that LaFleur got, but no real way of knowing. I like Rodgers' body language on the field, the lows and the highs. Well, you should write to Bob McGinn. But do we really want a bye week? That's a great question. I mean, the obvious answer is yes, you want the bye week to get healthy, rested up, etc. But man, there is something to be said about a team that doesn't miss that week and that can play, continue on the vibe they've got, the flow. If you're playing well, if you're getting hot at the right time, you don't want to take a break. Now, that's assuming the Packers will be playing well / getting hot at the right time. That remains to be seen. We've got this month to find that out. Caden, how surprised are you we're 9-3 with a new coach? I'm pretty surprised at 9-3. I thought they would make the playoffs. I didn't see as many wins coming early as we've seen so far. I thought they'd probably sneak in 9-7, maybe 10-6 at best. But here they are at 9-3 with a, you know, a decent chance at putting up 12 or 13 wins. So, I mean, Matt LaFleur has exceeded expectations. I don't think anybody would quibble with that. I did think they'd make the playoffs, but I didn't see this coming. Absolutely not. You want the bye week because you're a week closer to the Super Bowl without having to play. I feel you, but you're a week closer to heartbreak and one and done if you lose. I don't know, man. I don't know. Only four. Everyone like and subscribe. Thanks, Dustin. Appreciate you, buddy. This is going to be a short one today, folks. This is a day off for the Packers, but we're always here for you guys, Packers fans worldwide. But I do have other duties, both Cheesehead TV and LiveX Incorporated, that I have to tend to this afternoon. Am I introducing the new iPhone? Nope. Just wearing a black turtleneck, which I love. It's cashmere. It's really soft. It's cold out today in New York, so it feels good. Maybe Aaron just doesn't have the arm to make that throw. Been hearing since week one about the underthrows. Yeah, but then the thing, then he goes out and overthrows the guy. It's not a question of only ever underthrowing him. He's overthrown him once or twice as well. So I think he's got the arm. It's just a question of timing, knowing when to lay it out. You know, you've seen him just a bit off on those deep throws. He was off on that one to Devontae to open up the second half against Carolina. Now that's one Devontae, you know, himself said he should have caught, but he lays it out in front of him, off to the side a little bit, and he's off to the races for a touchdown. Just seems a bit off on the deep stuff. I hope Corey goes after Ryan Wood on Blogosphere. He purposely tweets messages antagonizing Packers fans just so he can use comments to retweet for content. He loves showing off his objectivity. Mark, I know Ryan very well. Worked with him for 2 years. I have to say, wholeheartedly, that you are incorrect, sir. I understand that may be your perception. But Ryan, you know, is one of the good ones. I know Corey has issues with him, blah, blah, blah. Corey has issues with a lot of people. I like Ryan a lot. I think he's very good at his job. Cashmere, damn fine Led Zeppelin tune. Total agreement, man. Packers average 150 less yards on the road. Are we concerned? I mean, only in so much that, you know, they have a bunch of road games left, but no, not really. You can only play what the schedule puts in front of you. It's Packers' job to produce. Well, they've had some decent performances on the road. You know, most notably the Dallas one, obviously. But, you know, is it a concern? Only in so much that it's up to LaFleur and Rodgers to crack the code and maybe pare things down a little bit. Maybe they're trying to do too much. You know, concentrate on execution, not so much the scheme. I was really hoping to steal McLaurin in the middle rounds of the draft. He would have fit nicely into our offense. Very polished route runner already. Patrick, he is mentioned in my three keys to beating Washington just up on the channel. Make sure you check that out afterwards. I very much agree. Would have looked nice in the green and gold. Unfortunately, he's not. He's wearing the burgundy this weekend. But he is a legit talent and a major concern heading into this game, no doubt. What about Ian Kenyon's tweet regarding A-Rod's unwillingness to take risks? Zach, I've had a little back and forth with him this afternoon. Look, whatever. I get it. I get the frustration of watching Rodgers in the moment hold the ball, throw it away, not take a shot, etc. Just feels like an odd take coming out of that game in particular. A game where we saw Rodgers two or three times take deep shots, aggressive shots, on third and short. You know, and I know that wasn't Ian saying that, but, you know, Rodgers is damned if he do, damned if he doesn't. He takes these shots, and he's still getting called not aggressive enough. You know, maybe I'll just step back and appreciate how awesome it is to have Aaron Rodgers as our quarterback. That's where I'm at. 99 yards to get to 31st in punt return yards. How did we go from Ron Zook to something worse? How did that happen? And here's the thing. They're not getting the, you know, backbreaking penalties. They've actually cleaned that up for the most part. It's just a complete lack of execution. This is so hard to watch. Can Josh Jackson return punts? He did it at Iowa. Can he? Sure. Will he? I doubt it. But we'll see. Maybe he'll be given a chance this week in practice. Start getting the answer to that tomorrow. All right, everybody. I'm going to have to jump. Thank you so much for all the questions. I'm sorry if I couldn't get to yours. Nice to see 263 people here while the Packers have an off day. We don't take any days off here at Cheesehead TV. We don't take any days off talking about Festival Foods, our new sponsor here at Extra Cheese. Don't leave your hunger on the sidelines, people. Tackle it the right way at Festival Foods, the grocery and tailgating headquarters of the Green Bay Packers. From their fan-favorite Festy Burgers to must-have game day wings and the legendary towering T-Bone, Festival Foods has everything you need to make your next tailgating party a touchdown. Want more mouth-watering options? Because I know you do. Explore all their game day-worthy food at festfoods.com/tailgating. And if you like what we do here at Cheesehead TV, not only support our sponsors, but please consider giving us $5 a month on our Patreon, patreon.com/cheeseheadTV. See all these cameras, drapes, the lights, everything. That doesn't just happen. Your support goes a long way in making all that happen. Thank you so much, everybody. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Go Pack Go.